那么今天给大家讲一部演讲，我们说重塑中国的年轻一代杨澜啊，希望大家喜欢。The night before I was heading for Scotland, I was invited to host the final of China's Got Talent show in Shanghai with 80,000 live audience in the stadium. Guess who was a performing guest? Susan Boyle, and I told her, I'm going to Scotland the next day. She sang beautifully, and she even managed to say a few words in Chinese. So it's not like hello or thank you, that ordinary stuff. It means to say means green onion for free. Why did she say that? Because it was a line from our Chinese parallel Susan Boyle, a 50-some-year-old woman, a vegetable vendor in Shanghai. We love saying Western opera, but she didn't understand any English or French or Italian, so she managed to fill in the lyrics with vegetable names in Chinese. And the last sentence of Nessun Dorma that she was singing in the stadium was green onion for free. So, as Susan Boyle was saying that, 80,000 live audience sang together, and that was hilarious. So I guess both Susan Boyle and this vegetable vendor in Shanghai belong to the otherness. They were the least expected to be successful in the business called entertainment. Yet, their courage and talent brought them through. And a show and a platform gave them the stage to realize their dream. Well, being different is not that difficult. We're all different from different perspectives. But I think being different is good, because you present a different point of view. You may have the chance to make a difference. My generation has been very fortunate to witness and participate in the historic transformation of China that has made so many changes in the past 20, 30 years. I remember that in the year of 1990, when I was graduating from college, I was applying for a job that in the sales department of the first star hotel in Beijing, Great Wall Sheraton, is still there. So after being interrogated by this Japanese manager from half an hour, he finally said, "So, Miss Yang, do you have any questions to ask me?" I summoned my courage and poise and said, "Yes, but could you let me know, what actually do you sell?" I didn't have a clue what a sales department was about in a five-star hotel. That was the first day I set my foot in the five-star hotel. Around the same time, I was going through an audition, the first even open audition by national television in China, with another 1,000 college girls. The producer told us they were looking for some sweet, innocent, and beautiful fresh face. So when it was my turn, I stood up and said, "Why do women's personalities on television always have to be beautiful, sweet, innocent, and, you know, supportive? Why can't they have their own ideas and their own voice?" I thought I kind of offended them, but actually, they weren't impressed by my words, so I was in the second round of competition, and then the third, the fourth. After 7 rounds of competition, I was the last one to survive it. So I was on a national television primetime show, and believe it or not, that was the first show on Chinese television that allowed its hosts to speak out of their own minds, without reading an approved script, and my weekly audience at that time was between 200 to 300 million people. Well, after a few years, I decided to go to the US and Columbia University to pursue my postgraduate studies, and then started my own media company, which was unthought of during the years that I started my career. So we do a lot of things. I interview more than 1,000 people in the past. And sometimes I have young people approaching me say, "Lang, you changed my life, and I feel proud of that." But then we are also so fortunate to witness the transformation of the whole country. I was in Beijing fighting for the Olympic Games. I was representing the Shanghai Expo. I saw China embracing the world and vice versa. Then sometimes I'm thinking, what are today's young generation up to? How are they different? And what are the differences they're going to make to shape the future of China? Or at large, the world? So today, I want to talk about young people. through the platform of social media. First of all, who are they? What do they look like? Well, this is a girl called Guo Meme. Guo Meme, 20 years old. Beautiful. She showed off her expensive bags, clothes, car on her microblog, which is a Chinese version of Twitter. And she claimed to be general manager of the Red Cross at the Chamber of Commerce. She didn't realize that she stepped on a sensitive nerve and aroused national questioning. Almost a turmoil against the credibility of Red Cross. The controversy was so heated that the Red Cross had to be open a press conference to clarify it. And the investigation is going on. So far, as of today, we know that she herself made up the title. Probably because she feels proud to be associated with charity. All those expensive items were given to her as gifts by her boyfriend, who used to be a board member in a subdivision of Red Cross at Chamber of Commerce. It's very complicated to explain, but anyway, the public still doesn't buy it. It's still boiling. It shows us a general mistrust of government or government-backed institution, which lacked transparency. In the past, it's also showed us the power and the impact of social media as microblog. Microblog boomed in the year of 2010, with visitors double the time spent on it tripled. Sina.com, a major news portal, alone has more than 140 million microbloggers. On Tencent, 20 million. The most popular blogger, it's not me, it's a movie star. She has more than 9.5 million followers, or fans. About 80% of those microbloggers are young people, under 30 years old, and because, as you know, the traditional media is still heavily controlled by the government, social media offers an opening to let the steam out a little bit. But because you don't have any other opening, the heat coming out of this opening is sometimes very strong, active, and even violent. So through microblogging, we're able to understand Chinese youth even better. So how are they different? First of all, most of them were born in the 80s and 90s under the one-child policy, and because of selected abortion of families who favored boys to girls. Now we have ended up with 30 million more young men than women. That both pose a potential danger to the society, but who knows? We're in a globalized world, so they can look for girlfriends from other countries. Most of them have fairly good education. The literacy rate in China among this generation is under 1%. In cities, 80% of kids go to college. But they're facing an aging China with a population above 65 years old, coming up with 7% this year, and about to be 15% by the year of 2030. And you know, we have the tradition that younger generations support the elders financially and taking care of them when they're sick. So it means young couples will have to support our parents who have a life expectancy of 63 years old. So making a living is not that easy for young people. College graduates are not in short supply. In urban areas, college graduates find the starting salary is about $400 a month, while the average rent is above $500. So what do? They have to share space. A squeeze in very limited space to save money, and they call themselves tribe of ants. Enough for those who are ready to get married, but buy their apartment, they figure out they have to work for 30 to 40 years to afford their first apartment. That ratio in America will only cost a couple of 5 years to earn, but in China it's 30 to 40 years with a skyrocketing real estate price. Among the 200 million migrants workers, 60% of them are young people. They find themselves sort of sandwiched between the urban areas and the rural areas. Most of them don't want to go back to the countryside, but they don't have the sense of belonging. They work for longer hours with less income, less social welfare, and they're more vulnerable for job losses. Subject to inflation, tightening loans from banks, appreciation of renminbi, or decline of demand from Europe or America for the products they produce. Last year, though, in an appalling incident in a southern OEM manufacturing compound in China, 13 young workers in their late teens and early 20s committed suicide, just one by one, like causing a contagious disease. But they died because of all different person reasons. But this whole incident arose a huge outcry from society about the isolation, both physical and mental, of these migrant workers. For those who do return back to the countryside, they find themselves very welcome locally, because with the knowledge, skills, and networks they have learned in the cities, with the assistance of the internet, they're able to create more jobs, upgrade local agriculture, and create new business in the less developed market. So for the past few years, the coastal areas, they found themselves in a shortage of labor. These diagrams show a more general and social background. The first one is the Engels coefficient, which explains that the cost of daily necessities has dropped its percentage all through the past decades in terms of family income to about 37-some%. In the last 2 years, it goes up again to 39%, indicating a rising living cost. The Gini coefficient has already passed the dangerous line of 0.5, now 0.6, even worse than that in America, showing us the income equality. So, you see this whole society getting frustrated about losing some of its mobility, and also the bitterness and even restlessness towards the rich and the powerful is quite widespread. So, any accusation of corruption or backdoor dealings between authorities or business would arouse a social outcry or even unrest. So, through some of the hottest topics in microblogging, we can see that what young people care most about, social justice and government accountability, runs the first in what they demand. For the first decade or so, a massive urbanization and development have let us witness a lot of reports on the forced demolition of private property, and it has aroused a huge anger and the frustration among our young generation. Sometimes people get killed, and sometimes people let themselves on fire to protest. And when these incidents are reported more and more frequently on the internet, people cry for a government to take actions to stop this. So the good news is that earlier this year, the State Council passed a new regulation on house requisition and demolition, and passed a right to order forced demolition from local governments to the court. Similarly, many other issues concerning public safeties is a hot topic on the internet. We heard about polluted air, polluted water, poisoned food, and guess what? We have fake beef. There are sorts of ingredients that you brush on a piece of chicken or fish, and it turns out it looked like beef. And then lately, people are very concerned about cooking oil, because 1,000 people have been around cooking oil from restaurant slop. So all these things have aroused, and a huge outcry from the internet. And unfortunately, we have seen the government responding more timely and also more frequently to the public concerns. While young people seem to be very sure about their participation in public policy making, but sometimes a little bit lost in terms of what they want for their personal life, China is soon to pass the US as the number one market for luxury brands. That's not including the Chinese expenditures in Europe and elsewhere. But you know what? Half of those consumers are earning a salary below $2,000. They're not rich at all. They're taking those bags and clothes as a sense of identity and social status. And this is a girl explicitly saying on TV dating show that she would rather cry in BMW than smile on a bicycle. But of course, we do have young people who would still prefer to smile, whether in a BMW or a bicycle. So in the next picture, you see a very popular phenomenon called naked wedding or naked marriage. It doesn't mean they will wear nothing in the wedding, but it shows that these young people are ready to get married without a house, without a car, without a diamond ring, and without a wedding banquet. To show their commitment to true love, and also, people are doing good through social media. And the first picture showed us that a truck caging 500 homeless and kidnapped dogs for food processing was spotted and stopped on the highway with the whole country watching through microblogging. People are donating money, dog food, and offering volunteers work to stop that truck. After hours of negotiation, 500 dogs were rescued. And here also people are helping to find missing children. And a father posted his son's picture onto the internet. After thousands of resends in relay, the child was found, and we witnessed the reunion of the family through the microblogging. So happiness is the most popular word we have heard through the past 2 years. Happiness is not only related to personal experiences and personal values, but also is about environment. People are thinking about the following questions. Are we going to sacrifice our environment further to produce higher GDP? How are we going to perform our social and politics reform to keep pace with economic growth, to keep sustainability and stability? And also, how capable is the system of self-correctiveness to keep more people content with all sorts of friction going on at the same time? I guess these are the questions people are going to answer. And our younger generation are going to transform this country while at the same time being transformed themselves. Thank you very much. 一个很简单的演讲，也不是太难，非常有深刻的教育意义。那我先来说一下一些单词与词组。首先，那个 performing guest。Who was the performing guest?Performing guest 就是表演的那个观众，表演的那个选手，啊，就是说他一开始说那个这个人主持了一个节目叫做 China's Got Talent， 中国那个天才秀 ，hilarious， 当时的场面十分有趣，就是讲那个人这个表演家这个表演者参赛者呢，用那个什么洋葱是便宜的，洋葱是不要钱的，来唱一首中文歌哈。Hilarious, H-I-L-A-R-I-O-U-S, 是十分有趣的意思。十分有趣。Belong to the otherness, 有他们的独特之处，这个词非常好。I guess both Susan Boyle and this vegetable vendor in Shanghai belong to the otherness, to otherness. Otherness 是独特的意思。也就是说，我相信 Susan Boyle 和那个蔬菜大婶 a vendor,在上海的蔬菜大婶，他们都是独特的。We're all different from different perspectives. 我们都是不一样的，从不同的角度来看。啊 ，different from different. Interrogated, 询问、访问啊，被询问了半个小时左右。So after being interrogated by this Japanese manager for a half an hour, 当被这个日本人他询问了半个小时以后 ，I summoned my courage and pose.我积攒了自己的勇气，然后镇定地问。于是我积攒自己的勇气，然后啊 ，poise 就是镇静自若的意思啊。Out of their own minds 什么意思呢？就是疯了意思啊，疯了的意思。Out of your mind 是疯了的意思。Shape the future of China， 怎样重塑中国的未来 ？Shape the future of China。还有。So she didn't realize that she stepped on a sensitive nerve. 就是讲那个今天一个社交平台啊，有个叫郭美美这么一个二十岁，在微博上她炫富了自己的名牌包、衣服、车，还有她的，然后就是说她是商会红十字会的一名经理。没有想到呢，这个举动引起了大家的敏感，导致了一场全国性的质问。She stepped on a sensitive nerve. 啊 ，sensitive nerve 是敏感的意思。差一点变成一场对针对红十字会的这个骚乱。It shows us a general mistrust of government or government-backed institution. General mistrust, 这个叫做 大就是这个大众的这个不信任啊，就是大众都不太信任这个东西。With lack transparency 是一种不够透明，缺少透明。Microblog boom 就是微博在2010年兴起 ，in the year of 2010. Microblog blooming bloomed in the year of 2010 是一个非常好的词组。Under the one child policy, under the one child policy, one child policy 是一胎化政策。The literacy rate, 那么这个 literacy rate 是什么意思呢？叫做这个 illiteracy rate 是文盲率的意思哈。Illiteracy 就是不识字，中国的文盲率是小于1%。有80%学生大学，他们面对是一个在变化的中国。今年年龄超过65的人口已经达到了7%。2030年呢，人口老会达到15%。大家也许知道，我们的传统是年轻的这一代呢，有义务去供养老的一代，在他们生病时候照顾他们。这意味着，已成家的年轻人将需要供养4位父母。他们的预期寿命呢是73岁 ，have a life expectancy of 73 years old. Have a life expectancy, a life expectancy. Squeeze in a very limited space. 说年轻一代日子不是那么好过，大学就毕业以后呢，供应超过需求。城市里面大学的毕业生的起薪大约在$400一个月，平均房租呢就超过了$500，怎么办呢？他们只能一起住 ，squeezed 是挤的意思，挤在一起住。Real estate， 啊 ，real estate price， 中国呢需要30到40年，啊，就是说这个每一对夫妻5年的薪水可以买一套房，中国呢需要30到40年，因为房价的高涨，啊 ，real estate 就是房子的意思。Whole incident aroused a huge outcry from society about the isolation, both physical and mental. 大家开始关心这些工人的身体和心理上的孤单 of these migrants. 那么这个有个说是 isolation, 它是孤独的，是隔离的意思哈，孤单。那么身体上呢，还有心理上的孤单。So any accusation of corruption or backdoor dealings between authorities.Or business would arouse a social outcry or even unrest. 所以呢，这些就是同时呢，针对富人和有权利人士的怨恨、憎恨开始蔓延。所以各种对腐败或者是官商的勾结的指控呢，都可造成社会的谴责，甚至于动乱。Social justice and government accountability. 我们说这个社会公正与政府责任是他们最关心的问题。那么政府责任就是 government accountability,、state council。还有就是 sustainability and stability, 这两个词很有意思啊。是这发展是更持续呢还是更稳定 ?keep sustainability and stability.、那么这两个单词一定要记住。好了，那我给大家讲完了，不知道大家有没有听明白呢？那么我们下期再会。
更多节目下载荔枝 FM 收听。